My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Alrighty, alrighty. Usually David Hatchett Hall reads the ticket text. I just want to read one very quickly. It says, you got a guy that instantly becomes the number five prospect in your system and a shortstop, which we needed. That could be step in play today for a rental, essentially saying, be happy, be grateful. And listen, I have not trashed Scott Harris for the dealings yesterday or at the trade deadline at all. I give him a lot of credit for Carson Kelly, actually, too. We're talking about moving forward. We're talking about building this organization, making it healthy, as he said his message to the fans was, and then at the same time trying to freaking win, because you have a pitcher on your roster that is going to say goodbye to you that you could have traded for a freaking haul. And it's funny because Jackson Holliday was the name mentioned. He hit a grand slam today for Baltimore, his first major league home run. You think Elias, the GM at Baltimore, is going to be like, right now he's probably sitting in the GM box. He's like, oh yeah, you guys wanted me to trade that guy?
Yeah, I'm sitting in the world headquarters in Baltimore.
Anyway, you want to take some calls?
Let's take some calls, all man. Right. People are fired up, and I, to me, I'm angry because once again, we're just served a poo-poo platter. Don't ask for expectations. Don't ask for winning. And people get angry at me, but this is why I always say, when it comes to the Tigers, come out to the ballpark, have a hot dog, a beer, a pop with your boys, with your family. Enjoy it. Who cares if you win or lose? Just have a good time.
That's the way Scott Harris was treating it yesterday. Like, he said everything but that. I was half expecting him to say, listen, we're not going to be very good in the next 3 years.
Go but have a slice of pizza.
We got
have
these fun. New, like beer bongs. They're
right.
Pretty cool.
And but people
yeah,
get angry.
Ferris wheel.
People get angry at me when I say that, but it's days like yesterday. That's why I feel that way, because it doesn't look like a team that's really serious about winning. They look like a team that just wants to entertain you and basically spin their wheels until a few more weeks when we care about the Lions.
I find
and then
it
they
funny.
Fade into obscurity right. until spring training.
Then they get their pass. Nobody's going to talk about
and
us.
They will
Nobody
find
cares
out that
us.
Javi Baez is in the best shape of his life.
Oh, yeah. Different sound of the ball coming off the bat there. Let's go to Brian. And a sell, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Brian?
Yeah, I got to congratulate Harris. Did a great job. Not caving in, not taking Baltimore's BS and all their garbage. Stay put, maintain focus, and go into next year with Scooble like you should. I'm very proud of that man. I was about to give up on this team and everything, and shows to me they're serious about winning.
Well, how do you see that, Brian? Let's just have a discussion.
Because I'm not going to take Mateo and Westberg and some pitcher named Irvin who got downgraded from a starter to being like a setup guy in the seventh inning. Nope. I'm good. I love it.
Brian,
I think it's the right thing to do.
Brian, I hear you. I hear you if you're going to win next year. Like, I totally agree with you. I'm in lockstep with you. We always have been, if you're going to win. But when I asked him the question, and when other people asked him the question about trying to win, doing different than he did this offseason, he didn't seem like he was going to do it. He essentially said, we're not doing anything without saying it. So, Brian, if you have a similar type team with Tarek Skubal next year, what's the point?
Yeah, he's not going to answer those questions. Just like Pat Mahomes isn't going to answer the Kermit the Frog questions about the Raiders antagonizing him.
No, but Brian.
These guys don't do any of that.
It's different. No, because here's the thing. Hold on, leave him up. Here's the thing, Brian. When you have winning teams, coaches, or players, they're not afraid of talking championships. They're not afraid about talking about winning. Now, yes, some stupid thing at a Raiders camp, yeah, I'm not going to give that the time of day.
But when asked the question,
when asked the question, you know, about this team and next year, you don't dance around it. That's when you embrace it and say, hey, we're about to do some big things. We're about to become competitive. We're about to do something. Instead, it's like, hey, look at these guys right here. I'm only worried about the month of August.
Rico, all Harris has to say is, I give him food and clothes. And
well played, Brian.
Good,
well played.
Good,
well played.
All right.
So we got pranked the entire time. That's what that was, right? We got played. Kind of like Scott Harris might have got played.
Nah.
He didn't agree with all that stuff he said.
But I really hope that he didn't believe what he just said.
I'm upset
listening to that call.
Oh, because he came back to Donald Sterling.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know what? Hey, all I know is Mark Ryan, was he okay? Did we do a wellness check on him?
I have no idea. He'll be in at 6 with Woj today.
Okay.
I think he's okay.
But there are some people who feel like, well, we should stop trading our stars. And it's like, I agree with you. If your team is trying to win, you build around them. I don't see the building, and instead we're waiting on these young guys. They're not ready, okay? It's not to say that they won't be. It's not to say they can't become future all-stars. Heck, Hall of Famers. But right here, right now, they're not ready. I don't think they're going to be ready next season, which kind of tells me this is Groundhog's Day.
So why did you keep Skubal?
What you saw last year, what you see this year, what you see next year. If I put an over-under for Tigers wins at 83.5, where are you going with?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. They're going to stink the remainder of the year, and we know they're going
to
stink.
Oh, they still have stuff to do this year, though.
I forgot. Scott Harris. You're right. But they're going to stink. They're going to fade into obscurity. And then what? Are they going to take this year and say, see, the work we have left to do? No. We know they have a good pitching staff. No. You know that guys have blossomed recently, including Colt Keith, maybe J.Hen Malloy too, right? So there's no reason not to go out and make a run for the freaking division, or at least minimally the wild card. And that's all I'm saying. Let's go to Mike and Shelby. You're on the ticket. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm going to be a lot like Brian. You guys would be complaining like crazy if you would have seen Scooble and we didn't get Holiday. You'd say, oh, he panicked. He freaked out. We didn't get what we wanted. If you haven't noticed, every team is hanging on to all their top prospects. Why? Because you get them for 6 years, you don't really have to pay them a ton. And with these contracts, $300, $400, $500 million, that's why. Nobody traded the top 100. So I don't have a problem not trading Scooble if you weren't going to get the return. I agree. He asked for a ton. He didn't get it. No deal.
Sure.
But if you look at the guys he traded, he got, I think, value for the three guys. One's a backup platoon catcher, one's a specialty left-handed pitcher, and one's a guy hitting .235. I thought he got some pretty decent return. As far as Flaherty's concerned, again, it's a shame his back flared up. It's a shame the Yankees said what they said. But he did get two guys that are pretty highly rated.
I don't disagree.
And again, and you can disagree, fine.
I agree with what you're saying, Mike. I think you're spot on, but you're missing a part of the story. So you're happy they didn't trade Scooble, which I'm with you, right?
No, I would like to have traded Scooble, but only if you were going to get. I wanted five guys.
Okay,
I wanted
Holiday.
I wanted Mayo. I wanted Basell, and I wanted Pulvich and McDermott.
Basically, you wanted a shopping cart and you wanted to walk down the aisle of the Oreos and say, I want this, 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 and this. I'm with him on that. Mike, I think we actually agree. I didn't think so at first, but I think we do. Because I don't think you trust Harris. Like, I don't trust Harris to actually get the deal done.
It's not that I don't trust him. One thing I wish he, and maybe they did this, we'll never know. But I would have made him an offer like, hey, I can almost guarantee the World Series by giving you Flaherty and Scooble, and I could even sweeten the pot with Chapin because they wanted a lefty pitcher. Give those three guys and give me those five guys. Now, I think if that happens, you guys would have said, this is great. We now have three guys that play. We have two new pitchers. But unfortunately, I just don't think the market was there because I would have been totally upset if they didn't get Holiday and gave up Scooble. And I think
Here's my question for you, and I understand that. You're right. You want to get the haul for trading Scooble. But my question to you is, okay, so they don't want to give up prospects. Why not trade Flaherty to Baltimore for Norby then? If they want to bring Jackson up, they don't want to give him up. Getting Norby sounds good to me for Flaherty. Why didn't that happen?
Well, they got two guys. One's a shortstop. Norby's the second baseman.
That shortstop is not going to do anything for this team.
Right, but
he won't be here until he's 25 next year.
Immediately our number.
Mikey, let me answer for you.
One at a time. Go ahead.
Okay, honestly, he's considered a pretty good prospect. I mean, we have the number 4 farm system, and this guy shot up to number 5 on our list. So he can't be too bad. I mean, he can't be. I mean, or why is he number 5?
Maybe our system
isn't that good.
No, I agree. Well, both. You know what? This is one of those things that both can be true.
Don't you guys hate when you hear this guy's a first baseman DH or he's a second baseman left fielder? That tells me they're not very good defensively.
Yes!
We got a ton of those guys. Norby, to me, would have been another second baseman left fielder. Yeah, I just personally, I wanted to trade. I would love to have seen those five guys. I would have done anything. And I really believe Baltimore, God, I'd love to know if this is true or not, but I really wonder if Baltimore was offered Flaherty
and Scooble, and then they could come back and say, well, we had to give up Holiday, but we got Scooble for the next 2.5 years.
But I just,
we got Chafin for this year, this next year, and Flaherty was obviously a rental player. But you put those three guys on that team, they got a really good chance of winning the World Series.
Mike, we appreciate the call. Listen, I don't think we're all that far off of agreeing or disagreeing with each other. I think we all want the same exact thing. Real quick, though, as far as the Norby trade for Rodgers with Miami, Rodgers is 2 years of control. Flaherty is a free agent, a rental,
you can go back
and he's got
and
back issues. Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure that Baltimore wanted Flaherty again, even though there was that report saying that they would take him again. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. How you feeling about your Pobo? President of Baseball Operations. And
still trying to make this happen.
It's a thing. Pobo.
It's so not.
And why did you hang on to Tarek Skubal if you don't intend to try to win next year?
It feels, like an episode of Mean Girls. It's never going to happen.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.